then after they won, they came into the Beis HaMikdash and they saw that all the shemen was tameh, and they had no shemen for the menorah. So because of that, they were in big trouble, and they only found one pach, which was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and that had to last for 8 days until they got shemen tahar. So that's how the story started. So the Ran and the Meiri and the Mizrahi, they all asked what took so long to get shemen tahar. Just go to some olives and press it and you'll get yourself some oil. So there's two mahalchim. So the Ran and the Meiri say the olive trees, which were the best type, was in the city Tekoya. And it took 4 days' journey to get there. So Mimela, it took 4 days to go there and 4 days to come back. So that's why it took them 8 days until they could get good shem. Then this is like a chiddush, they kept shot a little bit, because so get some olives which are a little closer. No, you have to get the mehuder olives, Hashem made the neis, so that they should have the mehuder best olives in Tekoya. Okay. The Mizrahi, he says that the answer is that everybody was tummy. They were all like fighting the Yavanim, and all the people were tummy from Mesim, and it wouldn't help to pick any olives because everyone's tummy anyway, and then the next oil will become tummy again. So therefore, it takes 7 days to get Tohar from the Tumas Mace. And now, on the 8th day, they have to start processing the olives. So that takes a day to do everything. And so then, finally, the next night, they have the oil. So that's what it was. It was 7 days from the Tumas Mace, and then the 1 day to make it. That's why that was the trouble. That's why they needed the oil, this one thing of oil, to last for the 8 days. So the Mizrahi.
By making olive oil, would that be maximum with a kabel tumma?
I don't follow.
You squeeze the oil out, the oil makes it wet. I mean, maximum with a kabel.
Okay.
So it's almost with a kabel tumma. There's nothing that's not. It'll definitely be tummy.
Oh, you mean there's no way to do it? You mean if I'm tummy,
right,
there's no way for me to make this stuff, right? Because I guess it's very, very hard, at least if you're tummy, you touch it, right? As soon as the oil comes out, it's mukhshar kabel tumah. It's very, very hard to do.
Somebody must have been tired.
Why?
Because they had the one pach. What do you do with that?
Well, just don't touch the oil, you know? Make sure you don't touch the oil. Because in ours, it's in a pach. So the pach is made out of earthenware. So the halacha is earthenware. Even if you touch it from the outside, nothing happens. So I guess you're real careful. I guess.
Where are they lighting it?
Oh, very good. Now you've got to the... the Mizrahi. I'll say the question right now. The Mizrahi, so I don't get something then. You're saying everything is tummy. I wonder, is this really connected? I think it is connected. Yeah. So he asks, if everything is tamei, then the menorah itself is probably tamei. Trying to think how he knows that. I guess he's assuming that, I don't know if he's saying that. I think he's saying that, like, everything was all smashed up, right? And, okay, especially according, well, maybe, I don't know if he's thinking, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that when they came there, they had no menorah. Because they broke it or stole it or whatever, it wasn't there. And they had to make a menorah. That's what it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So when they make the menorah, that menorah will also be tummy, because you're saying that everybody's tummy, right? So now the menorah will be tummy. So the whole thing is in vain, because when you take the oil and you put it into the menorah, the oil is tummy anyway. So what's the whole gain? You're not going to gain anything out of the whole nase, right? Oh, Baruch Hashem, we have one jar of tahar oil. And what do you do with it? You pour it into the menorah, right? And fill it, and you light it. It's all tummy again. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's his kasha.
How would they untummy the menorah if they wanted?
Well, the way to not to get it nor not tummy is you put it in a mikvah and you tovel it.
Do they have extra?
And the time
is also there's only one menorah.
Well, what will it help if you get the next one? Then the next one will get tummy as soon
as the oil.
From me, all the people are tummy, right?
Okay.
So, what are you going to do here?
So this tumah hunter betzibor is.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll get there. Well, what will it help? You'll table it, and then you'll take
it
out,
and then
you'll touch it again.
Just curious, how long do you have to wait to table it?
Well, let's think. If I'm tummy from a mace, so if I touch it, it gets tummy for 7 days. It won't even help. You have to wait 7 days because the din is that it's cherb kecholol, so it's going to be tummy for 7 days. So, right. So he said. So what's the whole? It's not getting anywhere. The nace isn't getting anywhere. That's the Mizrachi's kasha. So he says, yeah, but look in the Gemara, and the Gemara says in that story there that when the Chashmonaim won, and they got a new menorah, they made it out of wood. And Memela, Pshuti Kliyetz, is not Mekabel Tuma. So that's the answer of the Mizrahi. So the menorah will be tar. So the Pri Chodesh says, what? It's not Pshuti Kliyetz. It's got
receptacles.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you saying? Okay, that's the first question.
Wait. So what happens if you made a receptacle from not Tyrus?
From wood.
That's what we're talking about. Stomach.
Mud.
Oh, maybe you'll make like mud or something for the receptacles. Very good. So very good. So once you already said it, I'll have to already tell you that is the Marsha in Chulin's Teretz. The Marsha in Chulin says that you'll have to say they made the receptacles. What he says is not exactly mud. What he says is the din is if you have a kli cheres and you break it and you like chip, you know, you break it, then that piece that remains is not mekabel tuma. So what they did was they took like big ones, you know, smashed them, like cut them down to small size, and now they're shards, right? And now they glued those on, and those are not mekabel tuma. That's what he says. That's what they did.
But he tied it that the menorah has to be like one piece.
That's if it says ba'zav. When it comes from gold, ba'miksha. If it's gold, it has to be one piece. But if you do a b'di'evd one, then we say miksha zav, ba'zav, ba'miksha, lo ba'zav, lo ba'miksha. So you can do that. So once you're at, I have to tell you the unbelievable thing that the Marsha says. He says, and with this, I just answered two kashas. One is the world famous kasha, that why was the nace for 8 days, right? L'chayra, that one day was normal. So he says, but if you look in the Mishnais and Kalim, the size of the shard has to be a little bit smaller than half a luk. Okay, the size of the shard in order to be tar. So when they put these pieces on, they were smaller than half a luk. Now you need a half a lug of oil to burn a whole night. So even the first night was an ace.
Because it wasn't enough oil to last the night.
Yeah, to last the night. That's what the Marshal says. And he says, and now, Zuck the Marshal, you can understand when you're saying you're in the Mois Tzur. Umi noisar kankanim nasa nesla sheshanim. It means the shard of the kankan was goyer minais, because since it was a shard of a kankan and it was smaller than half a lug, that was goyer minais. Ishmak, Hashah in the middle of Eilat Treifus. and because there it brings down a whole silent sugya of ad lo ad b'chlal. And the Mishnah that it quotes is the Mishnah about till half a lug it's a shard. So the Marsha on that line in the Gemara says, since it's Hanukkah today, I'm going to say a pshat on this Gemara. And he says that in the middle of Eilatrevis. So it's okay. So
and for a shard, doesn't have to be a motzi or a makkah.
That's another eitzah. In other words, even if it's very big, but if it has a hole, that's a.
If it's solid, then it's smaller than a half a lug.
Smaller than half a lug, right. Now, there's a lot of kashas on this marsha, but that's getting off of my track. I just had to say it since you already mentioned it, so I had to say it. So the geshmak to leave that alone. Yeah. And okay, since it's Rabbi Heber Shul, I got to tell you something interesting. Because. You'll see what has to do with. I had a little problem, because it says that you need half a lug in the longest night. Hanukkah's around the longest night.
Right.
But if it's not the longest night, it makes it a little bit, you know.
It might work.
So I read a person made a wedding, and he gave out a Sefer Das Torah from the Marsham on Hilchot Hanukkah. So in there, he quoted from a certain Sefer that if you make a cheshbin, and you know the dates and everything, you will see that actually Hanukkah that year was the longest night. Okay? So I was all excited. So I called up Rabbi Heber. I said, can you be Mavara this? Yeah?
You made his day.
Yeah? So I don't know if it took him 2 minutes. He made a cheshbin. He goes, impossible. And he explained it to me, and I can't explain it back. I can't say it over anymore. He made a cheshbin. He said, it's not the longest night that year. Hanukkah did not come out in the year of the Yevanim, was not the longest night. So, okay. But even if it was pretty long, very close, it's still okay to marshal, because it's very hard to...
Mitzamtim,
exactly. But, okay, that's the vice. Okay, I'm sure he can do it again. You can go ask him, I'm sure, the way, same way he did it then. Okay, so anyways, so now, but I'm getting back to not the Marsha. The Pre-Chadosh, right? So the Pre-Chadosh, he's very bothered. He says, first of all, it has a Klikibel. And he says, and another thing is that it's very shver because the Mizrahi is only quoting half of the piece of Gemara. It's a Machloikis in the Gemara there. The first Mandalmar says that they didn't have a Menorah. So they made a menorah out of wood. Then the Chachamim, that was, I think, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim said, no, a menorah out of wood is puzzle. You're only allowed to make a menorah out of metal. So the Chachamim said, they made it out of metal. They had iron, and they plated it with tin, and they made an iron-tin menorah that year. So that's for sure Mekabel Toma. So it's still Tzarechia. It's Mekabel Tumah. It's metal. Yeah, those are the five metals. So he's still bothered. Okay, so the Pre-Chadosh says, I'm going to have to tell you my own pshat. I'm going to tell you pshat. He says like this. First of all, he wants to bring another kasha in, which is, everyone knows this kasha also. Pnei Yeshua's kasha. He's before Pnei Yeshua maybe, but same kasha. He says, what was the whole need for the nes? We all know that tuma is allowed b'tzibur. Tuma is dechuy b'tzibur, utra b'tzibur, machlaikis. But when you have a dover of a tzibur, tuma is allowed. So what's the whole problem? If they had the shemen, you're allowed to use it even though it's tummy. And Pnei Yeshua says, and don't confused. Don't tell me. That's by a carbon, but maybe a menorah is different. That's not true, because if you look in Teres Kahanim, it says clearly on the menorah, in Parshas Emor, we have a limud that you do a bitumah, and it's Kepaskin in Rambam, that we do the menorah also bitumah. So Mimelo, what was the whole need for the whole Chanuk? That's the what is the need for the whole Nisan Chanuk? So I'll just mention, of course, once I said it, Pnei Yeshua says, you're right. They didn't need the Nes. It was Hashem's Chavivus that he was showing us that he's going to even let us do it bitar. But really, we didn't need it. That's the Pnei Yeshua.
Is that a riot to put in the tube?
He throws it in, and I can't remember. He definitely mentions what you said. Because
I mean,
if it's hutra, you mean,
right.
why it's mutter already. Right. Yeah, I forgot what he says about that. He mamish says that, and I forgot what he says about it. So, okay. But the Pri Chodesh wants it to be a halacha. That there's some problem that's tough. So he says, in order to explain that, I'm going to have to go into what does it mean that the goy made all the oil tummy? We know that the din is a goy is not a dover tummy. A goy, even if he touches a dead person or something, a goy is not a kabel tuma. Midoraisa. Yeah. So what's the whole tummy? What do we mean when we say in the story that he made all the oil tummy? How did he do it?
And how did the Bnei Yisrael come to him? If they're only midorabanan, they killed them.
No. If a Jew touches a dead guy, he's tamei mamish. Midoraisa. But a guy has a din similar to like a behemoth. A behemoth, he could do anything. He doesn't get tamei. He could just touch a mace. He could do anything. It's the same thing. A guy, he's not mekabel tuma. So there's no tuma that comes out of his goof. No tuma comes out of him. It's nothing. It's only by Eid. So he says one pshat could be that midrabanan, the rabbanan, it's a gemara in Shabbos. They made a takana midrabanan that a guy is like a zav. So maybe that could be what it is. But he says that's a shver pshat because who made that? That's from the 18 things. It's in the Mishnah in the beginning. They made 18 things in the Aliyas Chananiah Mechizkim and Gar. When was that? In the days of Shammai and Hillel. Anyone knows the history.
Absolutely.
That's way after the whole story of Hanukkah. So, well, how could that be? But he says, Lamaise, look in Taisvis. And Taisvis writes, it's a Sophic. It's a Sophic. Maybe that or that they already made the Gzeir. So Taisvis is already Misopic. So I already say, and the Marshal says, what kind of Sophic? It's not a suffix. Everybody knows that Shammai and Hillel was not. We're talking about Bai Sheni now. Hanukkah's Bai Sheni. And Shammai and Hillel were only 100 years before the Churban around. And the story of Hanukkah is like 230 years. 230. Yeah, it says in the Rama was Lamai, so, well, what does Taisa mean? It's a suffix. So the Marshal says, because there's two levels, right? This is from Mishnai Zovim. There's a plain goy. A plain goy, Avad Hashem and Hillel, were misakin it. But a goy that saw Ziva, that's another level. It's a higher level tumah. So that could, Taisa is saying, that's a suffix. Maybe they already said, Midrabbonon, that if the goy saw Ziva, it's already takana from before.
Earlier exam.
That's what Taisus was misupik. That's how he explains Taisus. To me, it seems still a chiddish because then what we knew that there were some goyim who saw Ziva. I mean, how does that play into the story of Hanukkah? So what the goyim, I mean, how did we know that the goyim saw Ziva? I don't know how to explain that exactly.
Were they trying to
be metame the oil? Maybe they're trying to, you mean. So they got goyim dafka who are tummy. They went and did it. That's good. Ah, okay. Maybe that's what it is. And the Pri Chodesh says a different pshat in the Taisvis that what Taisvis means the Sofik could be like this. Because we find by a few other places in the Gemara that originally they started off by saying that this is a tumah on Kodshim. And then later on they spread it around that it's even by Chulin. So Taisa is saying that's a suffix. Maybe they already had that a goy is tummy for kachim. He's already is up for kachim. And Shammai and Hillel, they only spread it out that it's even for chul. Whatever it is, there is a pshat that the tumah of the oil was from Zav. And he says, and I'll add another pshat, that there's a din, takruvis, if you bring a carbon to an idol, then it's metame like a mace in an oil. Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, vayitzamdu leval pa'or, vayoichlu zivche mason. So the Gemara brings down, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir darshind, just like a mace is metame boil, also a carbon to an idol. So he says, for sure, the Yevonim, they were doing that. That's what they brought in idols, and they were doing their own sacrifices and everything. So the place was full of these carbonis to the idols. And since it was metaming the whole oil, that could be another pshat, how the oil became tam. So he says, oh, so now, based on all this, I'm going to miyashav all the kashas. Right? This is the pre-chadish, mamash in Shulchan Aruch, in the back in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Teretz is like this. What was our kasha? That the din should be tumo, should be hutra b'tzibur, the chuya b'tzibur. So what do we need the whole nes? He says, but we all know that a zov is not allowed b'tzibur. Tumas meis is mutar b'tzibur. We learn from ish ki tamil nefesh ish nidche ve'ein tzibur nidche. But tumas zov, it says mefurish in the Gemara that let's say roiv of Klai Yisrael was a zov. Or a mitzayra, or all the tumas hayoytze megufay, then there's no heter, even bitzibur. So memela, according to what I said, that the tumah of the oil was from a zav, then there was no heter bitzibur. And then he says, and I hold even according to my other pshat, that the tumah was from avodah zarah, I hold tumas avodah zarah also doesn't have heter bitzibur. So memela, that was why they were stuck. And that's why Hashem had to make the whole nes. He says, and with this, now it's Mish of the other kasha. The other kasha was that now they found the tar oil is not going to gain them anything, because since everybody's tummy from a mace, right? So now the menorah is going to be tummy and didn't even get anywhere. But that's from a mace. And from a mace, there the din is tuma is hutra b'tzibur. So it's mechashei chaloira. This way you cannot do the mitzvah. Now you could do the mitzvah. Right? So that's how he wants to explain the whole story. That's what Prichadish said in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Ayin, says that's the story. The oil was tamei from Zav or from Avodah Zarah. And over there on these kind of tumas, the halacha is that it's not mutter b'tzibur. So they could not use all that oil. They finally found one pach which didn't have this, which was sealed with the thing from the Kohen Gadol. So now they took that oil and they took their menorah, and taka, the menorah was tamei from them because they're tamei from a mace. But it doesn't matter because the din is the tumah is a hutra betumas mace betzibah. Okay, this is how he explains it. But there are kama hasagas on what he said. Kama hasagas.
Even tumas of the rabbanon is not.
Oh, so that, okay, you started with that one, so I'll say that one. The Mikdash David says that why is Zav different? Why do we find that Zav and these ones can't be mutter even betzibur? So Rashi and Tosis explain in Yuma, because a tumah that comes out of the goof is more chum. That than a tumah of just touching a mace or something. So the Mikdash David, so when they said that a goy is a zav, that is still nothing came out of his goof. They just said he's a zav. So it's not considered a tumah hayoytze megufay. Only a real zav, because the tumah really came out of his goof. But this guy, nothing came out from the goof. So memela, it's not a tumah yotze megufay. So then you could do a bitzibur. So then, l'chayr, we lost that pshat. Then it, excuse me?
The other ant.
Right. Oh, yeah, well, I get to that. Oh, okay, so now, that's the kasha on that. Now, really, there's a way out of that because we talked about before what exactly was the Tumah of the Zav. But it wasn't that later, right? That only happened by Shammai and Hillel. So he brought in Machlokes, Pri Chodesh and Marsha. Pri Chodesh said, but for Kodshim. But the Marsha's teretz was that we're talking about that the Zav, the guy saw Zivan. So it says in the Sefer in Mishnah's Taras on Kalim, that even the Mikdash David agrees that that guy is a Tumah Yetzeh Migufay, because they said that since he saw Ziva, that's Midrabanan considered like Tumah came out of his goof. So if you go with the Marsha, you can save the Pshat. Is it you could save the Pshat. Now, on the other Chiddush that the Pri Chodesh says, that Tumah's Avodah Zorah is also not allowed in Tzibur. The base mayor says it's a tzorichi and godol on him from a Befer Shek Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Amaise, in the days of Chizkiah, when Chizkiah was stopping all this Avodah Zorah that was taking place before him, in that year, Chizkiah made an Iberyar. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Hud and Rabbi Shimon had a machlekes over there. Everybody says that the reason why Chizkiah made the Iberyar was because everyone was tummy. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Tumah Zutra B'Tzibur. So Chizkiah made a mistake. Because since Tumah Zutra B'Tzibur, that's no reason to make an Iberyar. Doesn't matter. So Taka Zukter Buda, if you look in the pasuk, it says that Chizkiah Bikesh Rachmi Malatzmo. Later, Chizkiah realized he made a toas, and he davened to Hashem that he should have Rachmim, that he made an Iberyar for the wrong reason. That's the piece of Gemara. Now, what Tuma exactly happened that says that Chizkiah, everyone was tummy? What was happening? Why is everyone tummy? So Rashi says because there was so much Avodah Zorah around. So they were cleaning up all the Avodah Zorah, it says in the Psukim. So because of that, they made the Iberyar. And Tosfos says a different answer. He brings from a Yerushalmi that they found the skull of the owner, Aravna, who owned the Beis HaMikdash, under the Mizbeach somewhere, and everyone had been walking over him, and that's why everyone was tummy from a mace. Okay? That's the Machloikas, which thing was why they were all tummy.
But that's a machlokes itself, no? Atzoel?
A guy, yeah, you mean it only would work if you say
right.
A guy's metame boyam.
Right.
L'chayr, yeah, that's true. So, what do we see in the Gemara? That this tumah was, whichever pshat you go with, was hutra b'tzibur. Because Rabbi Huda says that it was a bad reason, because really, you're allowed to do the Karbanos b'tumah, right? And Chizkiah had to daven for Rachmim because it was a... Now, if the Pri Chodesh was right, that Avodah Zorah is not allowed b'tzibur, then the whole Gemara is not true. Because Chizkiah, according to Rashi, Chizkiah saw that everyone was tummy from Avodah Zorah, so he said, we're going to have to do it Iberyar. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not right because Tumah is Utra B'Tzibur. But according to the Pri Chodesh, Chizki is right because Avodah Zorah is not allowed in the Tzibur. So we see from the Gemara not like the Pri Chodesh.
We've got something because Avodah Zorah is Zipri Mason, right?
Right.
So why is it that Utra
B'Tzibur? Very good. That's Mamish the end of the base mayor. And he says, and I'll explain the Gemara very well because what's the whole source of Tumah Avodah Zorah? Because like a mace. And a mace is allowed b'tzibur, so mistama Avodah Zorah is also allowed b'tzibur. So Mamela, he has a big kasha on the Pri Chodesh, which is a pretty good kasha. So that's another kasha.
I don't understand. Too much of b'tzibur, is that from the root of Klal Yisrael or the Kehanim?
Either. In other words, if the Kehanim are tummy, we say it's, right. that's called because we need them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also right. Okay, so that's another kasha on the Pri Chodesh. Then there's another kasha on the Pri Chodesh from the Minchas Baruch. I'll just mention that the Chazon Ish said, when three Sfarim came out in the whole world rashed. I can't remember the third one, but I remember two of them. One was Minchas Chinuch. He says when Minchas Chinuch came out into the world, the whole world tumult. The other one was when the Minchas Baruch came out into the world, the whole world tumult. And I forgot what the third sefer was. I think it's from Krinik. That's all I could tell you. I don't know the last name. I don't know if they had last name. He's late. I mean, so not probably around Minchas Chinuch time, like in the 1800s. Not before.
Who's Krinik?
Somewhere in Europe. I had no idea. They call him Kriniker Rav, so I guess he's from Krinik. That's all I know. More than that, I have no idea. Okay, so that's another kash. And then there's another kash. How could the Pre-Chadosh call the oil Tumas Zav? The person is maybe Tuma Yotze Migufa. The whole idea is because if a Tuma comes out of the person, it makes a higher level. This is the oil. The oil, no Tuma came out of the oil. The oil touched him. So why are we saying that that's Tuma Yotze Migufa? That's another big kasha. So on that kasha, though, there is a Yerushalmi that says this thing, Maga Zov Kizov. And the Michas Baruch himself brings it. He says, I know there's a Yerushalmi that says something that touches a Zav is like the level of a Zav. But he brings Reis that the Talmud Bavli does not agree with that. So he says it's not such a solitary.
Means
it's talking about Mamish, about pushing off in a Tzibur. Mamish this sugya, that we know that a mace could do it Bitzibur, a Zav is not allowed Bitzibur. And it says, Magazov, let's say the Kohanim touched the Zav, they're like a Zav, and even they can't do it Bitzibur. So the Yerushalmi does say that, but he says the Bavli doesn't agree with that. Okay, so there are many kashas on the Pre-Chodesh, okay, and it's not the time now to try to work on them, but there are a lot of kashas. It's not very pashut. Oh. So I would like to offer another derech in explaining the whole Nes, a totally different derech in explaining the Nes and answering the questions that we started with, like this. There's a halacha in the Gemara and Yuma. But I have to make hakdama. My pshat doesn't cover, it only covers the halacha of Tuma Duchuya Bitzibur. My pshat will explain the Nes according to the halacha of Tuma Duchuya Bitzibur. My pshat will not explain the Nes according to the pshat of Tuma Hutra Bitzibur. Well, okay. Now, the Gemara says in Yuma that Tuma Duchuya Bitzibur, since it's only like Bekoishi, like Rashi's Lashon, it's not Hutra, it's not like Mamash Mutil Chathila, it's Bekoishi. So we only allow to do Tuma Duchuya Bitzibur together with the Ritzui of the Tzitz. You have to have the Tzitz on the Mitzvah of Kohen Gadol. And it says in the pasuk, "V'nosa Aaron asavoyna kadoshim," right through the tzitz. So then it can push through, and that's what the Gemara asks. So on Yom Kippur, where the kohen wore the white begotten, so the Gemara goes through the kasha there. The Gemara brings the brisa. So if there was a tumah in the carbon tzibur on Yom Kippur, you're stuck because you're not going to have a tzitz. So Tumah Duchuya Bitzibur is not able to do it. So what do you do on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to wear the tzitz. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's a right from here that even if it's not on his forehead, even if it's in the drawer, the tzitz, as long as it's not broken, it still could do the job. It still is meratzah. So we see in that Gemara that we need the tzitz. Okay. Now, so the Minchas Baruch says, so the same thing, if let's say you would want to do the menoyer with tamei oil, and you would say it's Tuma Duchuya Bitzibur, you would do it with the tzitz. You would have to do it with the tzitz. Now, there's a Yerushalmi in Perikei Tzoilin which says that this halacha, that the tzitz helps, is only when the, let's say in case of a animal carbon, only if you already had done Kabbalah, you were mekabel the dam, and now, let's say the blood becomes tamei, the tzitz can help you. But if, let's say, the blood became tame before it was received in the vessel, it was still coming into the kli, there the tzitz cannot work. Okay, and this Yerushalmi is quoted in the Achronim and the Chazon Ish and the Mikdash David, and the way the Chazon Ish explains it is because the tzitz is only able to help on a carbon which is ready to be put on the Mizbeach. So if you already received the dam, so it's already ready to go on the Mizbeach, that is the time that the tzitz could work. But if the carbon became tummy before you even did Kabbalah, so it's mechuser maiser, you can't put it on the Mizbeach yet. Over here, the tzitz doesn't work. And the Yerushalmi of the Yerushalmi is nasa kemayim, then the blood is as good as water. So throw it out. It's no good. The tzitz won't work. So the Chazon Ish says, and what do you do by, let's say, a type of carbon, like some carbonists, let's say a carbon of wine, of nisachin? You don't do Kabbalah. So when would the tzitz work over there? So he says, you have to be mekadesh the wine in the kli. So now it's already roy to pour on the mizbeach. If you now the tzitz could work. But what if, let's say, the wine is already tummy, and you want to go pour it into the kli, right, and say, I'm relying on the tzitz. It won't work. The same reason. Because if the davar is not yet in a status that it's oimed for the going on the mizbeach, the tzitz can't work. In other words, the rule is that any time that you want that tzitz should work, you have to be talking about that the thing was mamish oimed to be put on the mizbeach without any... It's already. Like the blood is already in the kli. Now the tzitz could work. Or the same thing, if the wine is already in the kli, now the tzitz could work. Oh. So now, based on this halacha, I want to explain the whole nes. Pshat is like this. All the oil, the Yavani made all the oil tummy, right? So the question that we asked, that Pnei Yeshu asked, but what's the issue? Doesn't matter. Too much of a tzibur. Yeah, but this oil is not yet in the kli sharis. It's just in this. It's pach. It's in this earthenware jar. Earthenware jar isn't a kli sharis. It's possible for a kli sharis. It's not kli sharis. So it's tame before it's in the right kli, right? So as we said, the tzitz doesn't work. And if the tzitz doesn't work, then Tuma D'chuyah B'tzibur doesn't work, because that's the Gemara in Yuma. You cannot do Tuma D'chuyah B'tzibur without the help of the tzitz. So Mimela, that's why they were stuck. So what did they find? Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave a nes, and he made that they should find the Shem and Tahar. Okay, so now the question was, what's that going to do you any good? Because the Mizrahi said, you're going to pour it in your menorah, and the menorah is tameh, and you got nowhere. So you got plenty good. Because now you make sure you makdish the oil, and then you pour it into the menorah, right? So now the tzitz will work. Because if it's after it's already kaddish, and it's ready to be used, that's when the tzitz will work. So now everything is fine. So
you have to be makdish in the klisharis.
Yes, you do have to makdish in the klisharis.
And the klisharis will have the same problem.
Oh, very good. So the thing is, but you have to makdish the oil in a klisharis, and every klisharis will have the same problem, because the klisharis will be tummy too, right? So how will you do it? So for that I have an eitzah. This eitzah is already, I think the Eben Ezel is the one that says it. He says, there's a way to create a tar klisharis. How do you do it? You take metal, take a metal kli, and you make a tzipui, you plate it with another type of metal. And the Rambam paskins that a kli, which is plated, is not makabel any tumah. But it is good for a kli sharis, because it's all metal. The din is that a kli sharis has to be made out of pure metal. So you have metal on metal, and it's not makabel tumah, but it's a kli sharis. So you can create a kli sharis which is not makabel tumah. The Eben Ezel has that eitzah. So memela, so that's what you do. You take the oil, which you have in the pach, pour it into this Kaddish Kli Sharis, which is not Mekabel Toma. Now you're going to put in the Menorah. Doesn't matter. Because it's already Kaddish, and now the Tzitz could work. So Mamela, that's my Hatzah, to give another Eitzah to explain the Nase, and to be Miyashiv the Kash of the Mizrahi, that what did you gain? Okay? So this is the end of this shtickle. In short, let's just make a kitzer of what happened. There was two big kashas. The kasha is, first of all, who needs the whole nes? L'chayra, it should be tumo duchuyu b'tzibur, hutra b'tzibur. And then we have another kasha. The nes didn't get you anywhere, because after you pour the oil back in, it's going to get tummy right back again. And we gave two derochim. The pre-chadish is derech, that the tumo of the other oil was from a zav or avoy to zara. So that was pasul b'tzibur. And the new oil is going to gain, because this will be only tumas mace. That's his pshat. Then we said a lot of questions on that derech. And then I'm giving a second derech, that the tuma in all the oil is before the kedusha. So therefore the tzitz won't be able to work. But the tuma of this tar oil in this kli here is going to be kaddish. And then we'll pour it in the menorah, so then the tzitz will work. Okay, that's the first shtickle. Now I say one more little shtickle, because I'm trying to be mashlim for next week. So a little bit. I'll say over a short shtickle from the Emek Bracha.
Next week?
What? Next week the yeshiva has mesiba, so I can't come. Yeah, unless you could change it. Last year, when was Rav Leib Nifter? Last Hanukkah? No, two years ago. Yeah. We also was Tuesday night, the yeshiva mesiba. And then we already canceled it. And then he was nifter. And then it ended up the yeshiva mesiba, but they didn't do it. They canceled it. And then it was kirech mikan v'kirech mikan. I'll go upon him. So let's hope we good to zachen this year.
Amen.
I'll go upon him. The Emek Bracha says like this. It says, he wants to explain the lashon in Alanisim. It says, "Ulecha asis Hashem gadol v'kadosh b'olamecha, v'la'amcha Yisrael asis atshua gedoyla ofurkan k'ayim azeh." Okay, v'achar kein bo v'necha, v'kavu shmoy nas yimei Chanukah elu l'hoidus u'lehal l'shimcha agol. So he says, he wants to say a pshat in the Alanisim based on Yerushalmi. It says, in Yerushalmi, Arvei Pesachim, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, why don't we say halal on Purim? So the Yerushalmi says, first answer, same thing like the Talmud Bavli, because we don't say halal on a nes that happened in Chutz L'Arts. Then he gives another answer, because even though we killed out all our Soineim, v'harag b'Soineim, but Lamaisa, we still didn't get out of the Golos. We still have the Malchuyos. We're still Avdei Achashverosh. So Memela, it's not good enough to say halal. So Emek Bracha wants to like touch it up. He says pshats like this: when Klal Yisrael were able to kill out all the goyim, that was Hashem showed gvurois Hashem. We saw the gvurois of Hashem. But the Yerushalmi is saying we don't say halal when we see gvurois Hashem, because you need two zach, you need gvurois Hashem, and you also need chasdei Hashem. So even though all the goyim were killed out, which was a big gvuras Hashem, but the chasdei Hashem didn't happen because we still needed our gula, and that didn't happen yet. Even though it was a little chasdei Hashem too, because when the goyim got killed out, that was good. that was also chesed. But I guess he's saying like the chasdei Hashem didn't fully do the whole thing. And in order to say halal, we need gevuras Hashem and chasdei Hashem. That's how he wants to understand the Yerushalmi. So he says, based on that understanding of the Yerushalmi, it comes out that could you say halal on the menorah that it lit for 8 days? So he says, you wouldn't be able to, because that's also gevuras Hashem, a miracle. It's good, but it's not chasdei Hashem. It didn't physically, you know, he's like looking at chasdei Hashem, like, you know, taking us out of the gullus or something like that. So you wouldn't be able to say. You would only be able to say on mamash chasdei Hashem, on like geula. So he says, That's what it means when it says an Al Nisim. If you notice, it didn't say one word at all about that the Noir lit 8 days. It says they lit the Noir, but it doesn't say anything about the Nais. Because this that it ends off, the Kavu Shmoines Yimei Chanukah Eilu Lehoidus Lehalel, the Halel was really that we say on Chanukah is not because of that, but rather, what was it? What it says, Ulecha Asisa Shem Godol V'Kadosh Bo'elamecha. Everybody saw the Gevuris Hashem, because that means because they defeated the Yavanim, which was a big miracle. Like I remember hearing from the Rabbi Chaim Mintz, you know, the one in Staten Island, that he said over from his Rashi, from Rav Moshe Zatzal. Rav Moshe said, I don't know what all the history books say. I only know Rashi and V'zoyis HaBrocha. And it says over there, Eilu Matis Yahu V'yud Beis Bonav. I think that's the Lashon of Rashi in Levi, in the Brocha on Levi. And so I know that there was 12 people with Matis Yahu and they fought the Yavan. That's what... So it was a big nace, whatever it was. But that's only one part. Ulechasi shem godol v'kadosh bo'elamecha. Ule'amcha Yisrael asisa tshua gedoyla. And for Am Yisrael, you made a tshua gedoyla because we were fully back with the whole malchus and everything. Oh, so we had gevurei Hashem and chasde Hashem. Therefore, v'kavush shmoi nitzamei chanukah eilu ha'idus lahal shem chagor. That's the pshat, how he learns up in the Al Nisim. You have the two ingredients. The one ingredient that Hashem made a shem godol v'kadosh. That's the gevurei Hashem. The second ingredient, ulamcha Yisrael asisa tshua gedoyla furkan kayim hazeh. These two things make kavu shmoni sechanukah eilu ha'idus lahal. Then you could say hal, if you have that. Mashekin and Purim, you had the gevuras Hashem, yeah, they killed out the goyim, but they didn't have the chasdi Hashem, that's why we didn't say the hal of it. Oh. So the question though is that Lamaisa, his pshat is very nice, but in the Me'iri, in Shabbos, it says mamish the opposite of him. It says in the Me'iri, why do we say halal 8 days, which even on Pesach, the Iker is only one day halal, and all the other days are minig, we say half halal, and on Chanukah we say halal 8 days. He says, because every day of Chanukah, another nace happened, because even though the oil burned one day, that's a smaller nace than when it burns 2 days, and 3 days, every day the nace was getting bigger and bigger, so we have to say halal all over again. So it says, Beferish in the Miri, that you say halal on Gvuras Hashem. That you don't need the Chas de Hashem. So, Im Kain, you see that you only need the Gvuras Hashem. So why? So now, what's Pshat in the Yerushalmi? We have to say a different Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Right? You see that you don't need both. You only need Gvuras Hashem. So, I want to explain the Yerushalmi a little differently. That the Pshat is like this. It says in the Beis HaLevi that any time that Hashem does din on people, like a nekama or a punishment or whatever, it's never with the full gilui of his shechina. He always cloaks it a little bit more beteva. Why? Because the word for din is elokim. And elokim is always bederech ha-teva. I think he says the same gematria also, right? Is it elokim and teva? They're both the same exact gematria. Is that right? Teva is 79. And Elohim, what's that? 76, no. Oh, what, did I say the wrong word?
It's 81.
What's 81? Teva is 81. Oh, 81. And what's Elohim? Oh, Elohim is, oh, maybe with a Vav. Elohim, Lamed, Mem is 70, 80. No. He must be Hateva. Is it Hateva? Hateva is the same as Elohim. That's them. They're both 86. Elohim and Hateva. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, there's not the Iker, the Gematria part. The wise and Elohim. Okay, it's not. The main point is he's saying that the because it says in Chazal, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachid Shmoy Al Ara. Hashem doesn't come out with his full gilui for a punishment, to do something to punish. So there it's Elohim. That's why Elohim is the din. But Yudke Vavke is only when Hashem's doing toiv. then it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem is only Miyachad Shmoy. In other words, his real main name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is for good. So that's why when it will be something bad, it will never be the full, you won't see the full Gilui Hashchina. But saying something good, then you will. So Im Kein, so the Pshat and Yerushalmi is going that way. Really, Halal needs Gevurah Hashem. But the not both, not Chas De Hashem. But the Yerushalmi is saying, on Purim, that Hashem only punished the Goyim. Right? He didn't do a gula for us. He punished the Goyim. So you didn't see Hashem all the way. So therefore, it's not enough to say Halal yet. But when Hashem does a gilui, when Hashem does that a good thing, then you see Hashem mamish, right? Then you could say Halal. So if there's a gula, then it's mamish Hashem. But really, all you need is that one thing. Oh, so Mamela, the pshat in the Halal Nisim works like this. Ulecha asisa shem gadol v'kadosh b'ilamecha. Hashem made a big shame. It was mamish the yud kei vav kei. Why? Because ula amcha Yisrael. Because ula amcha Yisrael asisa tshua gedoylo furkan kaim azeh. Because you made a full Yeshua for us. It was good. So therefore we say halal. Mashenkin, therefore, kavush money to make Hanukkah eloheidus lahal. Mashenkin, by Purim, the Yerushalmi is saying there was only the punishment, right? Like if you look at what you say, harovis riveinu hadones dineinu hanukim es nikmasenu hameshalim gemul lechol oivein afshein, right? The whole Purim is clapping them, right? Like that's really the words of the Yerushalmi. That is never going to be the full gilui, which really everyone says about Purim, that it was nister, it wasn't the full gilui. So Memela, it's not that there's two things. You don't have to say the Pshat like the Emek Baruch, there's two things. One thing is good enough. One thing is good enough. But it has to be all the way that you see the fullness of Hashem. So the Pshat is that since it was a Teshua, it was the full Gilui, so Memela we could say Halal. So that's the other way to explain the Yerushalmi. Okay.
On the first table,
Mick,
actually, right, hits the bottom of the shirt. I'm not exactly sure the shirt. It happens simultaneously.
Oh.
To Master Who?
And
Kino.
Yeah. And I brought a raya from in Zvachim.
Oh, gosh.
That simultaneously isn't good enough either.
Why not?
He says so. He says like that. So Mamela, that's not good enough.
Trust me. I'm more
scared.
Apparently something with my grand says,
yes,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
It's
quiet.
Usually he helps clean up.
He's like the